Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Felt the person that lost their job, that basically their business was shut down because of the health care crisis that we had, no fault of their own, should be kept whole. That means get your full paycheck. They're telling us they can't even, they have no means of knowing what a person's full paycheck is. Then you better get your system up and running.
The fundamental disagreement is the scope and depth of the problem and its solution. This is the greatest crisis America has faced in 75 years. Economically, in 100 years, health-wise. We believe it needs a big, bold solution.
All right, so that's Chuck Schumer, longtime senator, of course, from New York, and before that, Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, the two talking about what's going to happen with people economically speaking, because it's still that tug of war over what are we going to do about this next stimulus package. I mean, the people on the Hill, what are they going to do to make this become a reality? And a deal on the package could be reached by this week. There apparently has been some movement and some in between. Believe it or not, it's a miracle. Ah, the clouds have parted between the Republicans, some of them anyway, and the Democrats. Hey, 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 hey. Kate Delaney, hoping that you survived not what's been happening lately with the pandemic. Not only that, but Isis. I know many of you are listening to us in the Northeast and in the Southeast. Some of you right there on the coastline faced trees falling down, dodging power lines, and feel pretty good that you still are left standing to talk about it, because it really swacked a few people over the head. And sadly, five people that we know have lost their lives as a result of Isis. And in some surprising places, up in the Northeast is where it really, really boomeranged after coming out of the Carolinas. So speaking of chucking a boomerang, that kind of has happened in these discussions with the top Dems and Republicans and the White House as they're trying to lay the groundwork for this package. And the fact that it could happen by the end of the week is good, at least for that approval, and great news for millions of unemployed Americans where their unemployment benefits have expired. And you heard, and it's interesting what Manchin talked about, especially the fact that you don't know where somebody came from, so what their paycheck was, and now for some people it's more. So if it's more, what's the incentive to go back and make less? And the answer is there wouldn't be any incentive, especially if you're talking about any kind of situation where it could be risky, depending on what they do for, you know, depending on what they do for a living, and are they on the so-called front lines. So there was another meeting with the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the White House Chief of Staff, and both said that they feel like there's these concessions that are happening, and even with the differences, they're working through them, and even if they're still a little bit apart, they feel like that this is going to happen. And one of the most divisive items is the $600 a week benefit, that the boost that has helped millions of the unemployed workers that expired on Friday. So there's been kind of this limbo thing. I mean, is there going to be money for schools? Where does the money go? Are we going to see the $1,200 checks or more than the $1,200 checks, depending on the size of the family? Are we going to see that, you know, happen again? And the bill that the Democratic House passed, the HEROES Act, is $3.4 trillion, and that would be another round of direct payments to millions of Americans, and then $1 trillion to revenue-strapped states, because that's happening in local governments, and then billions for housing and food assistance, because that also is obviously super, super big. Initially, the Republican-controlled Senate had a counterproposal. Theirs was less. It was $1.1 trillion. and it included the direct payments again, but no federal bucks for housing, food, state, and local governments, but that hasn't passed the chamber. So there were some similarities and obviously some differences in that, and there are local governments, and perhaps some of you listening work for them, and I certainly have many friends in the tourism industry and at many, many, many local convention and visitors bureaus, and they've told me how people have been furloughed, etc., and what they're trying to do to bounce back and just how tough it is. And so some of those areas could get some of that money if they're talking about state and locally what's happening, but that may be the thing that gets X'd out of it. We'll see where it stands. All right, coronavirus, 159,000 confirmed deaths, confirmed cases, 4.85 million, 2.37 million. That's the stat line across the board where we are right now, 8.4 heading into 8.5, of course, the numbers in the United States. You take that amount of deaths, the 159,000, and then you look at worldwide, it's 692,000 confirmed cases, 18.4 million. And there's more conversation about things that are being canceled and what will we see happen sports-wise. It looks like the NBA bubble, I've talked about this in the man cave, is doing well. And what Adam Silver had to pump that $150 million into really securing it. It seems to be working, and it seems to be working well. What's going to happen with hockey? All eyes are on two different areas in Edmonton. We're going to have a conversation about Edmonton in Canada about that and how that's working, and then you look at Major League Baseball, and of course, a handful of baseball players have gotten COVID-19. But Rob Manfred, who's the commissioner of Major League Baseball, pretty insistent that, you know what, if we're going to have these concerns, but we're going to weather it because of the outbreaks with the Marlins and the Cardinals, you know, on these postponed games. You know, more than 20 games have been postponed. We're still going to try and push forward. I mean, and there's stuff happening, a smattering of positive tests all over the place. An LPGA player withdrew after a caddy tested positive for COVID-19. And there's others that there's concerns about hockey and what will happen with hockey. I mentioned the fact that they're in this tournament now. And the concern, of course, again, is will there be an outbreak, and how do you keep it safe, and how do you get people to mask up or do the social distancing? And the answer is, it's not easy. But it's one step at a time, people. One step at a time. All right, certainly a horrible thing has happened overseas. For many of you that might not know this, there was a huge explosion in Beirut, and I'm telling you, the pictures are a sight that you don't want to see. Just the photographs that have come out of there, the video, the explosion that rocked Beirut, this massive destruction, thousands of casualties, so many people that have been injured, and it's actually pretty scary, and it looks like it could be an accident because of some chemicals and where they were stored in an unsecure warehouse, but it looked like the apocalypse had hit. I mean, that's really did. So is it ammonia nitrate that accidentally was caused? They were warned about it back in 2014. They haven't said for sure, although it is looking more and more that way. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. It's a theme song and has been for decades for the people on the Hill in Washington, D.C., but that's just too easy to take that bait. All right, so welcome to Odds and Ends. And again, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. You can always flip me an email with your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. In Odds and Ends, a couple of quick things on the negative side, then some more on the uplifting side. How's that? Is that a fair deal? Of course it's a fair deal. You look at COVID-19 and more things falling by the wayside. Small businesses closing, some finding a way to survive. But the jobless rate, the people especially pinched with the lower incomes, emergency funds, where are they being built up? People living paycheck to paycheck, they don't have the financial cushion to absorb the kind of shock that's happening, and that's the problem. So that's why it is so significant what's happening in politics. And that's why on this show I always say, whatever your brand, whatever you want to slap on you, whatever label, it's not about that. It's about paying attention, being involved, and trying to elect the people that you think will represent you the best, locally, on the statewide level, and, of course, in D.C., because this is why it matters. Who's watching your back? And when we fall flat and we find ourselves in the worst situation we've ever been in with this pandemic, where it hit, about 40% of Americans reported they couldn't cover an unexpected $400 expense without borrowing or selling assets. And then you get hurled into COVID-19. And it's even more worrisome.
And then the stimulus checks and being dependent on that, and what happens if you don't get it, and all the ground that people are losing, and how we could go round and round and round about all of that, and how tough it is, and ripping at people. And certainly when we talk about odds and ends, those numbers and the things that we keep seeing are tough, and that's why it's so important where we look at where this virus is growing the fastest. It's why where the people really need some of the most help, and it's kind of like whack-a-mole. It's exactly what we heard in the beginning of this thing, that it's going to spread. It's going to spread to rural areas and other areas, and when you look at counties with populations of fewer than 5,000 people and those with fewer than 20 reporting new cases in the past 14 days, it's, you know, catch as catch can in a weird, strange way. As of the end of July, week-over-week growth has slowed or even declined in some states, but there are exceptions. Unfortunately, my pals in Mississippi, Louisiana, Missouri, and Georgia, and counties in those states that have become the worst that we've seen since COVID. Arizona, looking at our pals in Arizona and what they're dealing with and seeing like a roller coaster up and down. And what do you do to prevent that? And even if it takes some rollback, the rollback's worth it if you can get those numbers lower, because first of all, you'll feel mentally better, let's face it, let's be real about that. And you know, when you don't have that anxiety of that, flattening feels better than surging, right? Do you want to flatten? I mean, it's like a diet, right? Do you want to flatten your stomach, or do you want your stomach to surge to get bigger? No, of course not. So we want the flattening, and the more cases that go down, the more times I can get on the air and say, you know what, Mississippi, they're reversing that. They're reversing that in Louisiana, because for a while, y'all were doing good in Louisiana, and then it turned and went in a different direction. And then some would say, well, of course, there was more testing, and there is truth to that, but there were also more cases that were happening, and more people that were, you know, obviously being infected. And it's crazy that we have elections coming up, arguments, this tug of war over the stimulus, which we might be getting closer to, and then the errant storm Isaias that leaves people without power, some losing their lives, others losing roofs and being scared to death as it kind of roared up the East Coast. And what I was talking about there were those down trees and whatnot. Now for the up part. The up part is entertainment-wise, yeah, you might miss going to the movies, although in some areas there are drive-ins, pop-up drive-ins that are pretty exciting and different, and there are also theaters that are renting the whole theater to you and 10 of your friends, only 10 or less. And I think that's been a brilliant suggestion and worked for some people, another way to get out and to have that entertainment that they're missing from, of course, sitting on the couch and putting those dents in the couch to watch whatever's on Netflix or Amazon or whatever the stations are that you get. Then the other silver lining is sports and sports viewing. And, of course, sports viewing is up because you can't, you know, you can't go to the actual event, so that means it's viewing it. So, you know, you look at the Minnesota Twins TV ratings, they're up. You look at the restart of the NHL, their numbers are bigger, and they jump up because the lack of sports has sapped a lot of people. And when you see that the NBA comes back, they are drawing an average of 2.9 million viewers. I mentioned Minnesota Twins and how that's ratcheted up. So the season starts 4 months late, and then all these empty ballparks, that's what you're seeing, but But for television-wise, the first game of the year for the Twins had ratings that were 27% higher than last year's opener. And they're averaging a 6.8 rating, to give you an example of just one city, meaning more than 115,000 households tuned in. So that's a pretty nice number. The numbers were not that high in some previous years. The numbers are bigger. I think that's what we're going to see, because it pulls us out of the conversation with coronavirus. It pulls us out of the conversation of not jumping in the car and just clearly doing some of the things that you used to do. And I think if baseball hangs in, they're going to keep seeing bigger ratings across the board. I think that you're going to see more ratings for the NBA, and the same thing with hockey, as you keep delivering more and more and more and more sports. The New York Yankees and the Nationals, that game drew an average total audience of over 4 million, and it was the fourth highest rated show on television that night. Now, if you ask me what were the others, the highest rated events, Sean Hannity's show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, both were higher than the game. But they were close anyway. So that shows you, I think, that for all the people that are like, oh, sports, who cares, who cares? When I say odds and ends, I want to say that's a very, very good thing. It's a very, very good thing to draw people away from the things that make them anxious and bored, and they've already fixed up their houses, already done a million different things with the kids, and now they're looking for some other form of entertainment. And I think that's what the sports world has done by trying to reimagine, reboot, and come up with something that's workable to give them a chance to finish these shortened seasons and let the fans see some great sports, because I think it's going to get better across the board. That's the commonality there. You have a shortened season, you have less time. So you start to falter, it becomes much more of an emergency, because you don't have as many games to track, as many games to get out of a losing streak as you do now. Since it's so much less, when you're talking about 60 games, that's not a lot of time. I mean, that is really, really, really shortened. Really, really shortened. All right, the music means that I am exiting stage right. We are taking you back to Australia for a fabulous conversation with Sandra Jones, who told us that cases are increasing there. So hang through, everybody.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Isaias has become deadly in the U.S., with two people killed from tornado damage in Windsor, North Carolina.
falling trees killed drivers both in Maryland and in New York. The storm spawned tornadoes in several states along the eastern seaboard. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the tornadoes are still spinning as the storm heads northward.
It's not just the rain threat. It's not just the tropical storm force wind threat, the storm surge threat. It's a large tornado threat, and the tornadoes, we've already seen some damage.
In Beirut, Lebanon, a massive explosion has killed at least 78 people and injured almost 4,000. Witnesses say it came out of nowhere.
The glass shattered all over the car, the cars around us, the buildings, all the glass just went down. It was raining glass all over the city of Beirut.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill to preserve and protect America's national land and other historic landmarks. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls the Great American Outdoors Act a truly landmark piece of legislation.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
At a Tuesday White House ceremony, the president said for more than 50 years, Congress has struggled to adequately fund land and water conservation. He said it's led to a backlog of maintenance and other critical needs in parks and public lands, which this new bill is going to address. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 164 points, the S&P 500 up 11, and the NASDAQ Composite up 38. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
So I have a love affair with the moon, and I think so many of you that have been longtime listeners of my show and maybe others that are listening now, I'll let you in on the secret. The moon is fantastic. I love half moons. I love crescent moons. I love full moons. I love a red moon. I love any kind of moon. I do. So much so that I went to McDonald's Observatory, and I had the chance to see up close what it was like really through one of the most powerful telescopes, and it just blew me away because it's had such an impact on my life. So I have a kindred spirit in Australia, and she is a writer. Her name is Sandra Jones, and she joins us virtually, and she has written a children's book that I think adults could read about the moon. It's called Moon Magic Book. I love it. Sandra, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So here's the thing. You got to tell me, you got to give it up. What's your favorite moon?
Oh, definitely a full moon.
Full moon.
I live in the forest, and one of the magical things about a full moon is you kind of get this inverted moon shadow of the trees on the ground, and it's something you just don't see in town. It's quite fascinating. And I was always imagine that there's always something mystical about the full moon as well. You know, you imagine little bats flying around and all the animals getting up to mischief in the forest. And
yeah, I like it. The bats.
It can be quite an imaginative play with your imagination a little bit. But one of the most fascinating things, as you say, if you can watch a full moon rising, it's just absolutely just beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. So having said that, tell me about the moons in the Moon Magic book and what kids will learn when they read this book.
Okay. Our moon's gone on a holiday skiing around the rings of Saturn. And we've got one of Saturn's moons that wants to do some sightseeing around the Earth. So they've swapped for a short time. And when this new moon starts rising, she notices her reflection in the ocean and she realizes it's her and she thought, oh, isn't it great? My full moon shining on the moon. Don't I look great? But over time, she thinks the Earth is having strange effects on her face, and she realizes that it's starting to disappear. And, you know, she looks down, she can only see half of the moon, and she's starting to wonder, why is it I can only see half of my face? Where's it gone? Where's my face gone? And it's not till the end that the sun is rising, and the sun says to her, no, your face is all there, but it depends on how much of my sunlight reflects on you is to what the people on Earth and what you can see down your reflection in the ocean is to how much of your face you could see. But don't worry, it's still all there. And then, of course, she's there for the next full moon and she looks down and sees her whole face. So basically, it's really explaining why these phases happen and the influence that the sun has on the moon and how much of the moon we can actually see throughout the monthly phase. So it's a bit of an educational point, but also a story about, you know, how this moon thinks the Earth's having strange and magical effects on it. But of course, then after that all happens and they swap, we get our moon back and she goes back to Saturn.
I like that. We get our moon back. And you told me a lovely story. I mean, that you've just reeled us all in. You've told me a lovely story about your family and the moon. Tell the listeners that story. I love it.
We went to watch a full moon rise one time, and there was this big red rock that was rising that looked absolutely huge because, of course, it's an illusion with the atmospheric conditions there. And, you know, I remember when I first saw that years ago, I thought there was something going to crash into the Earth. It looks so close and it looks red, and then it rises a little bit higher and it goes an orange color, a bit like looking at a big orange in the sky. And then as it gets higher, it looks smaller and whiter. And I remember when I took my kids along to see it years ago, they were just fascinated by it. And, yeah, it's just a really great thing to watch as it's coming over the horizon.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And because, again, I started this off talking about the kinds of moons we like and the power of the moon and whatnot. And I suppose that your book, you know, in putting this together and you should be proud of that, because anytime you write any kind of a book, and I know you have a novel, and we're going to briefly talk about that at the end, but Moon Magic Book, whether it's grandparents reading it to kids, kids reading it, or parents reading it to kids, or whoever it might be, is also the idea to enlighten them about the moon and how cool it is?
Yes, correct, yes.
Yeah, because you want them to play on our team, right? Team Moon.
Yes. I like that one.
Yes. And we're speaking with Sandra Jones, and again, the book is called Moon Magic Book. It's a children's book, and seriously, I love the storyline, and have that fascination with the moon too as well. And, you know, we go back in our minds, and Sandra, you probably have done this too, and you think of the astronauts going to the moon and all the conversation about the moon, and it's just fascinating.
Yes. Yes, I think we've always had fascinations with the heavens, the moons, the stars, what they are, and and as you said, you know, people actually landing on the moon now, it's really always had that mystique.
Yeah, absolutely, always had that mystique. All right, I want to make sure that I mention this too as well, because you're no stranger to the written page, the written word, and putting your stuff out there. You have a novel, Cross the Line, and it's different than this children's book. So
yes.
I think that's fascinating. Tell us about the novel, which, of course, is available on Kindle.
I knew somebody who was one of the first tourists into Albania in the early 80s. And, of course, every time he came back to Australia, he had these stories to tell. And I said to him one time, I thought, wow, this would be a really good novel to write. But I couldn't use his identity, so he changed the protagonist to a woman. So it's an Australian woman who goes over to Albania, that falls in love with a tour guide, which was prohibited back then. And she goes over two or three times, but, of course, by this time you've got the Sigurimi, who are the secret police over there watching her, and also ASIO from Australia thinking, why is this person going back to Albania two or three times? You know, this is strange. But also years ago when they did the drop behind the Iron Curtain, Philby and the Cambridge Prize tipped off Albania that this was happening, and a lot of them were just shot out of the sky. Well, they always thought there was another person involved in that, and it turns out that my protagonist that goes over to Australia, they find that she is linked to this, so that the unmasking of this traitor, who turns out to be her uncle, that they thought presumed dead or missing in action somewhere. And then the three of them make this daring escape, which goes horribly wrong, but in the end they do manage to get out of Albania and forge a life elsewhere. So
wow.
It's a bit convoluted. There's quite a lot to it. I couldn't follow his story anyway, because it would have been like writing a Bond novel, because he was actually having a fight with the secret police, or the Sigurimi, when he was on the plane, because he didn't have a visa to go into somewhere, another part where he was trying to get to. But a woman wouldn't do that, so I couldn't completely follow his story. But yes, it's people that have read it have had good feedback from it, and one person said it's nicely put together, so that was quite positive to hear back. Because it's hard to gauge your own writing, what people like, and of course it's always subjective. But
right, it is always subjective. You're 100% right about that, Sandra. And we're talking to Sandra Jones again, Moon Magic Book, the children's book, and the book you can get Kindle-wise, Cross the Line, fascinating, two different types of writing. Is it fun for you to write just in general?
Yes, I've written a few short stories lately and posted a couple of them off somewhere, but I haven't heard back yet. So, yes, I do like to write when I get time.
So if somebody wants to...
It carries my mind off to a different world, and there's a short story that I wrote just recently called Dinner for One. It was basically about our time in lockdown, how two neighbours fall in love, basically. One's barbecuing her dinner outside, and the other neighbour suggests, well, why don't you put your table up to the fence, you know, with your dinner, and I'll put mine up to the fence with my dinner. And so, yeah, that was a fun one to write.
Boy, no kidding.
Oh, yes,
it sounds fun. So if somebody wants to see that, if somebody wants to see some of your other writing, there is a place to go. Where can they go?
Writing.com, but under the handle of Alexandra with that one, because that was done a long time ago, and I haven't changed that yet. But yes, I do have some stories there as well.
And it's Alexandra Jones?
Yes.
Wow, we got to keep up with your name, Sandra.
I know. I started off using that, and then over time I changed it, and I thought, I better make up my mind what I'm going to do. So the reason why I went under Alexandra initially was because when I first wrote this novel, it was under my name, Alexandra, because I couldn't use my... The person did not want me to use my...
Gotcha.
My name.
Your
so,
name. So under
yeah, but then, yeah, but then over time I've just changed it back to Sandra Jones.
So. That's all good. It's good. It's the nom de plume world. I know all about that. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So how do you deal with loss? I've talked about this on the show a couple of times, that when I was 8 years old, my dad died, and how my process probably would have been different from my family's, who were loving and amazing. And I can't say that I didn't have my family just be there for me my whole life, but we just didn't talk about it. And then as you get older, you start to have more loss, and sometimes it comes at you fast and furious, and it's really tough to deal with. And I think it's an area that we don't talk about enough. So there's this great book that Joffrey McClung has written called How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live, and that's a brilliant title because it's very tough to say goodbye. Joffrey, thanks so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So you did have that series of, wow, dominoes, one after another. Tell the audience what happened to you.
Well, my mother got cancer, so I left New York to come and take care of her in Texas. So I left New York, which is the love of my life. My mother did die, and when I was grieving my mother, my best friend, my soul sister, got stage 4 breast cancer. So I helped her move through it, and this book really journals what we went through when she was battling breast cancer. So I lost my hometown, New York. I lost my job in New York, which I loved. I lost my mother. I lost my aunt and uncle during this period as well. And then I lost my best friend. So it was really loss, 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 loss.
Oh, and you journal about it, and that's the power of this, because you talk about it. Was there something cathartic in doing that for you?
Oh, certainly. I've always been creative all my life, whether it was in acting or producing or doing television work. And I lost that during the grief period with my mother and also my best friend. I just lost it. So I started to write so that I could wake up my creativity. So I was writing what I had learned during my loss. And it really pulled me out of the funk and made me realize how much I had grown.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what do you think it is? Is it, I think so often we ignore self, and you talk about that. You talk about self-love, and you talk about what that is, and take us through that.
Well, when I was writing the book, I've been doing metaphysical and spiritual work since, I mean, the last 30 years, frankly, Kate. And when I was writing the book, I realized that through all my work, I was really heading towards self-love, removing the barriers, healing the wounds, changing the negative beliefs, all the work you need to do. Yeah. And it really, everything boils down to you're either moving through the world in self-love or you're not. And this book really highlights how my best friend continued to do the work to move towards self-love.
Yeah, so watching what happened with both of them and taking your friend through her journey then and sadly losing at the end of it, I'll call losing because she moves on. But what was that like for her because she had that?
Well, it kept her sane, to be honest, because when you get stage 4 breast cancer, you pretty much go off the Richter scale in all honesty. So I just said, okay, you know, Rob, you're going to do what you're going to do, but we're going to continue doing our homework because we believe we come here to grow and move more towards light. So I said, we're going to continue doing this. So we would do it. So when she hit fear about death, I said, okay, let's look at death. Let's do some homework on death. We looked at that. When she hit pains from her childhood, we looked at that. We literally did our homework in order to keep her sane and really to keep me from going into the dark tunnel again.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to put that. We're speaking with Joffrey McClung, and the book is called How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live, and you've explained that. So for people out there who are really suffering, give them a couple of quick tips. Of course, they're going to get your book, but what can they do right now listening to us?
Well, first of all, know that your loss, whether it's a job or somebody's dying in your life or you've moved, whatever it may be, loss comes in all forms. It will end. What you're feeling will end. So hold on to that for dear life, that it will end eventually. But what you need to do is realize that loss can be your greatest teacher. It really can be your greatest teacher if you see it as a master class in your soul's journey through the lessons that we all must create. We all must move through and learn. So I would say look at loss as the greatest teacher, that it will end, your loss will end, and then start paying attention to what pops into your head. Those are the things I would say to do immediately.
So I would say, and you and I talked about this off the air, and you put it this way or I put it this way, I don't remember, but this is exactly what I thought about with your book. You really have like the cliff notes for people to go through loss, how they can keep going.
Oh, it's definitely what I call a cliff notes to stay conscious and awake during times of loss. Because in loss, we can go right to depression, not move. We can get stuck. And if you will, see it as a way to stay awake. This book will help you stay awake during your loss, whether you're helping someone die or you're dealing with a job loss. It will help you stay awake so that you can continue to grow during the loss. And when you come out of the loss, you'll actually be better off than when you started the loss.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great way to put that. Well, you know, we have a couple more things to talk about, but I have to ask you this story because I'm sure people are wondering this. You worked in New York. I can relate to that because I worked in New York, and you said it was, you know, your love, and you worked in TV, and you did creative things. Give us a story. Tell us something that you did there.
Well, I think the main thing is I moved there not knowing a soul, which I think is pretty brave. Mm-hmm. And I did acting in the beginning. Theater was my background. And then I added producing, which I really love producing. And that led to film work. And then I made a feature film, which was really quite exciting. And then I moved to television. Really, I love creative work. I absolutely love creative work. If I don't have creative work, I might as well leave the planet, frankly, Kate.
I love that. Feature film. What was the feature film?
It was a feature film I made called Best Wishes, which I did in festivals all over the country. It never got picked up, but it was Best Wishes, which was a friendship between two women and what they learned through each other. Mm. Again, about going for the dreams. Always
wow.
Going for your dreams.
Wow, and that just plays right into what your what your book's message is in a little bit of a twist. And hey, congratulations on that, because to go to those festivals is no small feat, by the way, for anyone that's listening to us. That's pretty big still to be able to travel and do that. What do you hope people take away from the things that we've talked about from reading your book?
That they actually have more power than they know. Loss can make you feel powerless, make you feel hopeless. And remember that we all come in with exactly what we need for our journey, and you have to tap into it. That's the trick. Please know that you have everything you need inside of you. You got to look within. If you look within, you can heal yourself and move forward.
Yeah, you talked about the 30 years of work that you've done. That had to have helped you, one, in writing the book, but also in dealing with what you dealt with, right?
Oh, it certainly helped, because I meditated every day. And meditation is just focusing your attention, frankly. But I meditated every day during my mother's illness, and it kept me balanced even though I was in great pain. It kept me balanced, and it kept me moving forward in my homework. The homework kept me alive because I wanted to keep moving towards self-love. And to be honest, I did do it. I did find my self-love.
Oh, that's brilliant. And I like the way you said that, too, about the meditation, because a lot of times people have this fear of meditation, like, oh, that's just for, you know, I can't be cross-legged on the floor, and that's, you know, that's way out of there. That's crazy. It's not crazy. I mean, seriously, I've known very stiff, suited-up business people that learned how to do it, even if it's for 5-10 minutes, and man, did it center them.
Oh, I think meditation is fabulous. And in my second book, The Heart of the Matter, I call it, really, it's just focusing your attention, closing your eyes and focusing your attention on what you intend to do within meditation, whether it's just to ground yourself or to release anxiety or to do your homework, really meet different parts of yourself. Meditation, I used to do it in the hot tub because I needed the heat to hit the heavy emotions that I was avoiding. So I did it in a hot tub. You can do it anywhere. You can lay down. You can sit up. You can do it anywhere except driving. Can't do it driving.
Yeah, I like that. So I'll mention this too, because the book we're talking about is How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live. And we're speaking with Joffrey McCling, and of course you can pick it up on Amazon. It's right there. But also this other book, Heart of the Matter. So now you're pretty prolific. We have something else coming up?
Well, I have a third book, and it's going to include The Heart of the Matter. The Heart of the Matter is really a guide and workbook to moving towards self-love. The third book, it's going to be, it's all about self-love. It has my personal story, where I lost my self-love, how I had to find it again. It has my personal story, so you understand why I wrote The Heart of the Matter, the workbook, what propelled me to do it. So it's really a much more personal story, which should be, I'd say, in the next few months.
Yeah. For you in pulling all these books together, that's that creative outlet, right, that you talked about, that you, when you left New York, the acting, the producing, the writing, all of that, you just, even though you left New York, you didn't leave that behind, really.
No, I really didn't. I didn't know I was going to be talking about spiritual things, in all honesty. As I say now when I talk to people, that I came out of the spiritual closet, so to speak. I kept that kind of separate and to myself. But now that I'm out, you know, I've written two books and I've said what I've said, I'm out of the closet, frankly.
Ah, I love that. Well, this book is fantastic, and I know there's people out there that are experiencing all kinds of loss, especially we see now, too, job loss, other things that happen in your life, like Joffrey said. So pick it up at Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.